Heidi screamed, molten white. It pierced the thin walls, threatened to blow out the windows. It jolted Sarah, making her sit bolt upright and completely, totally unable to move. This was the part she still didn't remember well. Not even a year later. The police asked her about the details, of course. Detectives, a forensic nurse, later more investigators, crime scene specialists. All she could tell them was that the night started with green and gold giggles and ended with molten white screams. Heidi's the whitest and brightest, but also blessedly short. Christy and Kelly. Two girls in one room. Best friends. Members of the lacrosse team. Forewarned, forearmed, they thought. They hurled trophies. Was the sound of crashing metal a taste or a color? No, just a crash, followed by screams, all kinds of colors and flavors, fear, rage, anguish, determination as one nailed him with a lacrosse stick, horror as he came back with his blade. He got Kelly right in the gut, Sarah read the report later. But Kelly got him by the ankles. She rolled herself into him, around him, a human armadillo, and he slashed